This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, so we'll start. So we know that the davening, after we spoke before about Tachnun, once you get to the end of davening, the first part, everybody has the same nusach, that you have Ashrei, Lamnatzeach, and Uvolatzeach. So just to mention a little bit about the Ashrei, the Gemara tells us over here, the Gemara in Brachas, number one, tells us, Omar Lozo Ma'avino, anybody who says Tehillah, which is Ashrei, Shalosh Ba'amin, three times, Muftach Lo Shehu Ben Elo Abo. It's promised to him that he's Ben Elo Abo. My time, what's the reason? So the Gemara tries to understand, Ilim Yishudi say Ba'alav Beis, because it's going in the order of Alav Beis. Name Ashrei to be made Derech, that's the Tam Ne'apik. Ashrei to be Derech is the longest Perek of Tehillah. Perek Kuf Yutes. It's 8 psukim for each letter. Imagine I had to do that 3 times a day. We would be spending much more time in shul. But the Gemara says, well, if you want to go to Aleph Beis, that's even more Aleph Beis. So Gemara says, the Yisbei Poseach Yis Yodecha. You have the word Poseach Yis speaking about Parnasa. Says the Gemara, name Ahala HaGodol. The Pasuk, the Ahala HaGodol is the Hallelujah that we say, Ki Lo Yilam Chazor, we say in Shabbos. Tichti Ben Noi Selech Lecho Basor. Concludes the Gemara and Mishudeis Betarit. You have both. It's Aleph Beis and talking about Parnasa. And that's what Rashi says. He's Betarit to the Yisvi Aleph Beis. V'yesh B'shvach Achonas Mazon Kolchai. You do have over here both, and that's why that's what's so special about the about this. Now, so the Gemara gives us over here in general the idea that Ashrei is a very special thing, and that's what we have 3 times that we say it a day, right? And it's a little Parnasa. And it's a din going through the Aleph Beis. The Rishonim pointed out already, we'll see here the Aruch HaShulchan who summarized everything together. And he says the following about Tam Ashrei, number 2, Shudar Mir Yesh Baruch, he brings the Gemara and Brachos. And then he says the following, Lechen Tiknu B'Shachris Shnei Pohamim. That's why we have B'Shachris twice. Echad Koyla Tfila, Echad Lachat, one before Shmoneh Esrei, one after. We do it twice. Ube Mincha Pa'am Achas, that's what we divide the 3 times we have Ashrei. We say Gdusha twice, which means what? We say Gdusha by Gdusha, the Kaddish Shulcha, in the Gdusha that we do in Shmoneh Esrei, and the other Gdusha that we say when? In Uvolatzir, which we'll get to in a moment. So you have 2 Gdusha, that's where you have Ashrei twice. You have Ashrei before Shmoneh Esrei when you say Gdusha. And you have Ashrei before Uvolatzir when you say Kedusha. Uvemincha yesh Kedusha achas, tiku pavachas Asher mincha. You have Kedusha once, that's why you say Asher once. So that's the idea of doing the Ashrei connected to the Kedusha. So when we kaddish Hashem, we also have the Ashrei together. The 3 times Ashrei that give us Elohim Abba, you connect to the Kedusha. It doesn't say why, but that's how you connect it. That's why you have 2 in Shachris, 1 in Mincha. Then the Kedusha continues to say, Oitam Asher, another reason you have an Ashrei, he says, because we're talking about, after we spoke about our soul, we spoke about Kriya Shema Tefillah, Taz Tefillin, now we ask for Parnasa, which is for our body. And with that comes the, or Chashuk to say, that's what we say, Lamnatzeach. Because Lamnatzeach, it says, what are we doing Lamnatzeach? We're asking, Lamnatzeach, Elokei Yaakov, Yaakov Avinu, who's taking care of the Parnasa of Am Yisrael, who brings the Gemara in Brachos that tells us that. So therefore, here we're talking about all the tzaris. And it says, so after we speak out of Parnasa, there comes about on Ashrei, we will go to the help in Parnasa, help in all the tzoros that we have, everything that we do, that's the Lamnatzeach that connects. And that's by the way, we're not going to go into it too much today, and the halachas of Lamnatzeach is Lamnatzeach, there are days you don't say Lamnatzeach, it has to be days you don't say Tachron, but it has to be days with special simcha. Why? Because on the Tzeach we talk about Tzoros. Asking help from the Tzoros. We don't mention Tzoros on the day of Yom Tev and the day of Simcha, we don't mention it. So therefore we're very focused on the Tzeach connects to Ashrei, asking for our needs and for our Tzoros, and that all comes up together in these times. And that's what we do Ashrei. We do Ashrei always twice in the. It's interesting enough that when we have a Musaf, right? We have Musaf, in Shabbos, we don't say then Uvolatzir in Shabbos. There you have the Kaddish. But you say have another Ashrei before Musaf. The reason we have Ashrei before Musaf is, again, according to the Aruch HaShulchan, it's very gishmak, you always say Ashrei every time you have a Kedusha. So you have a Kedusha in Shachris, you say Ashrei before that. You have a Kedusha in Musaf, you have Ashrei before that. The Ashrei always connects to the Kedusha. That's to explain this thing. Okay, so that was the idea. That's so we start with the Ashrei. Well, so you have to do three times Ashrei. So we say Ashrei three times. Twice is, and every time it has to do with the Kedusha, we say the Ashrei, and that's what is divided, the Ashrei together with the Kedusha. So the Ashrei together with Shachris, Ashrei together with Musaf, and Ashrei together with Volatzir. That is the first part that we have. Obviously, there's other in Yom Yom Kabbalah that we have to do with all this, but this is the basic structure for the Davin. Now we go to Avodah Tzion. Really, the focus of the shiur today will be about Avodah Tzion with all the halachos that I get to that. The Gemara tells us in Saita number 3, the Gemara says, after, when the time of Mashiach doesn't come yet, every day is worse than the other. We're experiencing that a little bit of these months more than usual, right? We go from one klala to another klala, tzaris over here, tzaris over there. Morning, you run for the evening. For the morning, you always, you think you're done with one tzara, you're busy with one tzara, suddenly you have another tzara right around the door. So the Gemara says, Velo, just skip it to the end of here. Ella Alma Maya Kavakayim. What is the world standing on? What keeps the world going? Says the Gemara, Gdusha de Sidra Veyesh Mirabu Dagato. The Gdusha Valatziyan. And Emesh Merabah that you say Kaddish Derabon. Look at Rashi over here, what Rashi says. Rashi says Kedusha V'Sidra, says Rashi, say the Kedusha, Shalai Tiknua, what's the Kedusha that we have while it's here? The Kedusha is, Elo Shiyu Kol Yisrael, Oiskim B'Toyra B'Chol Yoyim Dover Muot. Everybody should be busy a little bit with learning Torah. Even when people are very busy with their work, everybody should learn something. That's what we're doing in Uvalat Tzion. We're saying the Kriya and we're saying the Targum. That's our learning. Meaning the Uvalat Tzion is giving us some learning. Let's do an abyssal. Let's sit down to learn a little bit. We have a Kedush, we say Kaddish, and we're learning Torah. Chavivu. That's a Chavivus. Uvalat Tzion. After learning, that's the end of Kaddish, we spoke in the beginning of the winter. What is Rashi telling us over here? The Kedusha, the Sidra that we have, Kedusha, the Sidra going on with all the Tzion, that is what? That is the Milo that we have regarding, that's what's keeping the world going. When we have tzaras and tzaras and tzaras, you say Uvalat Tzion is kedusha, is limud haTorah. That's what keeps the world going because you have Torah over here and you have kedusha together. That's the gevaldige thing of what Uvalat Tzion stands for. Now the Levush number 5 adds something else. The Levush tells us why do we have dafka kedusha? So he brings the story. He says it takes a kedusha mishum in the 4th line over here on the right side, on the bottom. There was a gzeira that they can't do kedusha in Shmoneh Esrei. So they had people guarding, making sure nobody should say kedusha. So they did kedusha after to trick the oyvim. The left. Shmoneh Esrei ended. Everybody left. So then they did kedusha. And we do it once reading, once Targum, in order to do what we used to do in Yetzirah and Kedusha, which we didn't allow us to do. And that's what he said. He said, that is evil at Tzion, and we do an Israel species because we were trying to get out of the Oivim, and that's what we kept to this thing. So the Levush adds that we did Kedusha Dafka because there were not allowed to do Kedusha. So evil at Tzion stood instead of Kedusha. We find, for example, the Haftarah that we say every Shabbos, it said, as when they didn't allow to do Kriya Torah, they did Haftarah instead. So instead of doing Kedusha and Davening, they did the Kedusha of Volatzir. And so we have over here two things that Kedusha does. Kedusha is the Kaddish, the Mahalach that we're doing with Volatzir, is one, keeping the world going because we have learning over here. And second, it was an exchange of Kedusha, but it was kept afterwards, even though we don't need that anymore. So that's what we have, the idea of the Kedusha. Now, based on the Lubush, the Torah Rashi just says they didn't learn the Torah. The Lubush adds over here what he brings to the idea that this stood instead of Kedusha. So it really has a din of saying Kaddish, Kaddish, Kaddish. And with this, we go to a big discussion in Rishayim. The one who summarizes in one shot is the Rabbeinu Yonah, number 6. Rabbeinu Yonah tells us, if we have a rule, Ein davar shebekdusha pachad me'asar, can't do Kedusha if you don't have 10 people. Can I do the Kaddish, Kaddish, Kaddish of Eretz Yisrael if you don't have 10 people? Our minhag is, obviously, he does Eretz Yisrael on his own, right? But it's Kedusha. Kedusha have to have 10. So look at Rabbeinu Yonah number 6. Rabbeinu Yonah says, Yitzar Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, Goyel, in Tzarech HaSarei Lav, Nichlako Ba'mefarsha. It's a machlokes. Yes, Oymim, the Bechlal, Dovah Shev Kedusha, some old part of Kedusha. Vein Oymim, also a program of HaSarei. Some old, you have 10. For Oymim, Kishemegia, the Sof of Bru, Yedal Goyso. In other words, if you are on your own, you just skip it. Rabbeinu Tzarefer, as it says, Goyim, Oymim, Shemut, Ha'echid, Lo'amer, the Lo'av, Bechal, Dovah Shev, some say, it's not called Dovah Shev Kedusha. Only when I'm saying I'm going to say Kedusha Tzel the Malachim, as we do in Shmoneh Esrei, Kedusha Yitzar Shainu Makdisha Yisrael Maskir Makdusha Shoyim Rim Lam Shasav. We just mentioned you should know the Malachim are saying that Muta Beyachad Ena Deinu Lekavoy Sibur. It's only like a story. V'chein Gag Kuvah Tzion Kvan Shainu Pesukim Be'Almo Shnomi Yisom Ein Bekach Klum V'Lezen Oyte Dad Mo Yirav Rapsam. So the Rabbi Yehuda brings you a machlekes. Do we say the Kedusha requires you to have 3 or not? Do you have to have 10 or not? The some Rishayim hold you must have 10, and some hold you do not need to have 10 because only still bound. But the Harshid is all, you have to have 10. The Torah number 7 says, he brings the machlekes too, and he says that don't you have it's okay to have 1. Shaino Bala Kadesh Sibud Vine Ach Lok Vidish. Same thing with the Rabbeinu Yonah says, Lord of Dusha Tfilo. Taki of Sekhat Soyfim, Bidim Sekhat Soyfim, Kdush Ritzor, so like Dusha Yochid Oy Marisa. So he says that to the two Paskins, like the Rosh, like his father, the Rosh, and like the Mixes of Goinim, that you're allowed to say it on Yochid, you don't have to have 10. But some hold that in order to say a Volitzion, you must have 10 people. Right? Interesting. Volitzion, you have to have 10. Now, the fascinating thing is that Beis Yosef, who wrote the Shulchan Aruch, he holds he must have 10. If you look at number 8 over here, that's Beis Yosef Simon Nun Tes. Beis Yosef Simon Nun Tes speaks about Birkas Kriya Shema. The Kodesh, 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 the way our Birkas Kriya Shema. Zog to Beis Yosef, of the Sefer HaZor HaKosuv, Shein Na Yochid Omer Kedush Az Yosef, Vafil Kedush Az Volatzim, Shul HaKodesh, Ein Na Yochid Omer, so you can't say it on your own. And then he brings the quotes to Zoya. Goes on to say the Zoya. We're not going to read the whole thing. It's in Aramaic. But the idea is that the Kedusha that we have, you can't do it by one person. And only the Targum you say by one person. That's what he says. And that's what the Bessis concludes right after the Zoya over here. We can't talk to you with Targum, Kedusha's Targum, Belachash. While we say the Targum, the translation, we say it quietly. We don't do tzibur Aramaic. The only thing we do tzibur Aramaic, as we spoke about, we do Kaddish. Kaddish, we do tzibur together. So the Bishayin has a rule. Whenever I have a Zoyar against a Pashat Gemara, we go with the Gemara. But if I don't have a Pasha Gemara, another Gemara saying against it, we go with the Zohar. So, and that's what he says, it brings me, that watch, we don't put Tefillin Cholamayim. According to the B'Shezev, we don't put Tefillin Cholamayim, because the Gemara never told us that you have to do it. So therefore, says the B'Shezev, you need to have 10. So B'Shezev Paschi, you should have really 10. That's the real thing, even though the Minig is not like that. When you look, that was the Gabi Kaddish, obviously, Kedusha twice, that we say it this way, that it's not part of that. And one is, and Yitzhar, and one is and Volatzir. So we say it's talked about over there in Shulchan Aruch. Look at that halacha. This is Shulchan Aruch number 9, in the top of the page. Yesh Oymim Shekdusha Yachid Armol Fishein Ol Sipur Dvarim. Some older one could say it. Yesh Oymim Shekhid Medal Bo Ve'ein Enem Ol Bitzipur. You can date only betzibur. Shchurav says, like you do, give me the shirachim. If you give me the shirachim, we don't say it because you're not doing it biyachid. So the same thing with kodesh kodesh, you're not doing biyachid. Hagozok the Rama, the kapashta mina kesar vishoyno. The Rama argues, possibly do one vayechid on yisro. Or kashayinu hakodesh also is doing to be kolram, then you have to do be kolram. So Ma'aseh, the Shchurav says we should mark with their ten. The Rama argues. So that's a machlokes of Malach al Ma'aseh. Can I do these kedusha on my own? Shnoch says not so much. You should do it with the time. The Rama says we do it even when a person is on his own. Now, when we get to this, the halachas of avodat zirin, it says in Shulchan Aruch, it's in a kuf lamed base. Metargeming kedushas avodat zirin. You do the tag avodat zirin b'tzorich lizorabo me'oid loyim b'kavana. You have to be careful to do b'kavana. That's part of the union that we just said. How the avodat zirin keeps the world going. So it keeps the world going. Obviously, a person should focus and know what he's doing. Says that goal in Yani my Yochid Oimer Dina Kiding Dushiva Yoitza. We said before, Violence Simon Test. Uve Dushiva Targum Yochid Oimer of Eloishnaim Vain Lo Oimer Bekolon. So we say this Dushiva Targum, you won't just say that too. You should not say that out loud. Why not? That's the Zer that we saw before. That the Zer says that you say the loud one, you should do Bitsibur. And the Targum, you don't do Bitsibur, you do Biyochid. That's what we say quietly. So he does take that part of the Zohar regarding the Targum. But regarding the Lashon HaKodesh, he says, it's like the Yetzirah that we pass it and one can do it on his own. Comes the book of Abraham and says, you're right. Nikar did you do it on your own. But you should for sure prefer to do it with a Tzibur, if you can. Why? Because some Yishayim hold, you can't do it on your own. So therefore, says Magen Avraham, Halacha L'Maaseh, you don't have Kamina. If a person is in shul and the shul really got to Avodat Zion, he should make sure to say it together with the tzibur. Look at Magen Avraham. That's the Gedoma to the Simon. When you announce something in shul, Yesh La'achis Kodesh Shavatchil Chazon Asher. Seven four Asher. V'loy Ben Asher L'Vatzech. V'kol Shekeh B'Shal Shem Asher. T'ibot Al Kavanah. We don't want it to be M'chot Me'af Kavanah when you say Asher and you say Avodat Zion, which keeps the world going. Nearly the imbala base sickness of a short show you said, he comes to show and he hears the same votes here. Yoim Raymoim of Koydin Philosophy. Say it even before you started davening. That you're showing the Yokidama. For the Yokhlama could show up ship sukin or votes here of any breezes. Yokhakim sukim. Let's see, he's doing Ashur, is the Ashur Lamatech, and the tip was a little rushing, like many times happens. And they already did a votes here and girl and he's a BCOISO. They jumped about the Kodesh, say with them at the Kodesh. Because you want to say Dush together. So the Book of Rome says, a person is rushing, he finished one answer, everybody's already in a rush, make sure to say Volt to the Tzibur, skip Ashri Vilanatzeach, skip the first two psukim to say at the Kodesh, and he adds, even you come late to Shul, even before Davin, you should say that. That part of doing before Davin, Shad Tzion disagrees. Look at number 12. He brings him over to the Rama. He goes 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 to the Rama. Okay, we're not knowing to do it that way that we say the Gedusha that we just say before davening. But right after davening, a person should skip. He should skip to do Gedusha with the Tzibur. Why? Because there are some that all day the Gedusha can be done only with the Tzibur. So even though we all, even when you daven on your own, you say it, but you should prefer to do it with the Tzibur. So you have a din to try to do it with the tzibur. Mimeila comes over here now, another halacha. The Shulchan Aruch tells us in Seif Beis, Asur l'adam latzeis beis hakneses koydim kedusha l'sirdo. Never leave shul before volatzia. Why not? Says the Mishnah Berurah number 13, Tekeivon d'oylo miskayim alzeh, tzorech lizor mezalzeh b'zeh. First of all, you need it. The world is based on that. You have a special inim to say betzibur. You have another reason. We have two reasons. First of all, it's very chosh to say it. But second, you may meet there is shittas the whole you can't do on your own. So therefore, it's a special halacha. Do not leave shul before volatzir. Even if a person needs to leave, he should try his best to be there for volatzir, not to leave earlier, And if he knows he can't do it, he should make sure to be in a minion that he can stay till Valetzion because of all the reasons that we just said. So that's the big inyan of Valetzion. It's a special inyan. We say the Valetzion, it's so special, so unique. It keeps the world going, it's in the tefillah. And some hold that you must say it, Betzila. Now, interesting thing over here, and here it's not so clear in the halacha, but I found a different source to it, is what are we very careful to do? We're careful very much to say the first two. How do we say Volatzir? Volatzir, go out to the Kovin, and we say, Atakadish is the cause of the Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. And then we say, Tzim, Rashma, Kadosh, Abuch, Kloy, Hashem, and Kovin. Then you have another pasuk that you translate, Hashem, Lechel, Oved, Hashem, Chosei, Kevin, Lom, Mel, Mai. Do we do? There, the minig is not to say it out loud with the Tzim. Why not? What's going on? So first of all, going back to regular Kedusha, in Siman Samech Vav, it says when a person will Krishma to stop to say Kedusha. And it says over there the following, Uve Kedusha says the Book of Avraham, number 14, Yirmei HaKadosh Shubaruch V'lo Yimlech. Yimlech is not part of Kedusha. So the main Kedusha is Kadosh, 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 and Baruch V'lo Yishev V'koyim. If a person has a time when he can't talk, Krishma, V'psuk Dezimu, say the two. Don't say Hashem Yimlech. Then he brings a different sheet. Tamashra Sheyoyin Gam Yimlech Shazayin Yeshach Dusha. Tosef Tamash Kedivrei Lecha Chamudus. So when the Gemara brings a discussion, the third pasuk is really part of Kedusha or not. If you look at Machzias Shekel over there, and he explains the Mogen Avraham, Hakadosh Baruch says the Machzias Shekel, the Shnei Psukim Alalu Shamu Yishai Vecheske Pi Amalach Hashem Yimlech. That's what they heard the Nevi'im. So that's the Iker Kedusha. The rest is not. That's what Yimlech is less of a Kedusha. So when we're talking about Tzion, the main thing is the Kadosh Baruch. That's the main thing. That's what they're supposed to say, less chashuv, right? That's number one. Now, if you look at Shai Tshuva tells us over here, going back to the Kuflam base. So first of all, we say not to say the Targum out loud. Why? Because the Zohar says not to say Targum is for Yochid. Says the Shai Tshuva, Shari, Laif Choshesh Lezevayayim, Les Targum, Kolorayim. You can say it loud. Achvimash Mishesh, if he says, what's the reason because of Yochid? So he says, that's only to say tzibur together. Make sure that tzibur doesn't say the tagum together. But a person could say it out loud on his own, without saying it with his friend. That's not a problem. Because we're going to have to ask, shalim v'shat tzibur, it's not a problem. That's first of all. And then he says the following. Not only that we don't say Hashem Yimloich out loud, but it looks like Hashem Yimloich is supposed to be done quietly. Why is that so? So I'm going to share with the Oilam over here now the Abu Dhrom inside. Didn't have room over here to put him in here. So I'm just going to share it with the Oilam here. How do I get... Oh, here it is. We're going to share this Abu Dhrom. Where is it? Here we go. So here's Avu Jom. Avu Jom tells us the following. One second, it looks like it's paused. Should I do it again? Now we lost it. Here. Everybody sees it?
Yeah.
Okay, so here... It says that we're doing the following. Once again, here's the space. He brings the whole pshat to what it is. So he does it again. This is that. Who said Hashem Yimloich Lelom Ve'et? Shalom Moshe. What about Hashem Yimloich Lelom Ve'et? Who said Hashem Yimloich Lelom Ve'et? Moshe Rabbeinu said it. Vayayoyu Lelom Rishon. Really should be the first one, because the Torah goes before the Nevi. V'samuach, and it didn't last, k'dech said the G'dusha shel Malchus b'soif. Also in G'dusha, we always say, Yimlech Hashem lo'ayla l'kach tzil d'radar l'luka. That's what we say in G'dusha. So we wanted to equate the G'dusha of Alatzion to the G'dusha of Shunasri, because it's right, we said it, that one came instead. So that's what we said over there. V'teyde sh'kenu sh'psuku yishayim o'mish l'atzim v'kol ra'im v'turgum. O'pol sh'ayim l'atzim v'kol ra'im v'turgum quietly, because we want to refrain. So So what's really the reason? Why did we change the last pasuk and don't now do the same when we do in Shmoneh Esrei? Says the Vudraham, the Shleimah, if you talk with the Asil Kedusha, Tidu Lamar Pasuk Shalom Moshe, if you shame Targum Liksovim. Here we learn that we do Targum. Why do we do Targum? Because we're trying to do, going back to the sheet, we learned before, the reason we do Targum is because they didn't allow us to do it, so they didn't allow to do Kedusha of Shmoneh Esrei, right? And Kedusha of Yetzer. So therefore, they did the Kedusha both. If you look at the Levush back in number 5, he said, Lechel Amur El Shem Sukh Lushot Chil Bakasha. Sorry. Umetalgi Moisov Nechibo, Ariu Pa Maim Kodosh, Kenegad Yoitzav Tfilo. They did, instead of the Yoitzav Tfilo, they did two. So they did Targum. Says the Budram, Targum, we don't have Targum in Ksufi. We have Targum only on Torah and Nevi'im. So when I wanted to speak on Melucha, I didn't want to speak about Ksuvim where I don't have Targum. So I took a pasuk from the Torah that has Targum, because we wanted to say the three Psukim of Kedusha in Lashon HaKodesh, and then in Lashon Targum. And Targum I don't have, so I had no choice but to say Hashem Lechel Voed, which is the pasuk in the Torah, which has Targum Ungalos, that's where he said it. So Yemele, now that we have that, so that's what we say quietly, because after the right order should be Torah first. We don't want to do Torah first because we want it to be the same order that we have in Kedusha. We can't do Ksuvim because we want to do a Targum. So therefore, we take like the middle ground, we say it last, we say the Targum, but we say it quietly. So Adrabba, Shem Lechel Voed is an Indian to say it quietly. People don't know it. It's a Chiddush, right? Usually, some people say, oh, you said the first two Psukim out loud, why don't you say Shem Lechel Voed out loud? You don't want to say Shem Lechel Voed because you don't want to embarrass, you don't want to see a Pasuk, which sounds to be something which is not the right thing, that you say a Torah afterwards. And that's what Avudron concludes, and I'm not going to open it again, but he says that he adds over here that Shem Yuchel Lom Voed, that's when the Baskol, the Gemara Megillah tells us, the Baskol came out when Targum Yenusu was trying to be Targum, he told him, don't do a Targum because there is a secret of Mashiach in that Pasuk. Which Pasuk has the secret of Mashiach? Where Mashiach is going to come? Hashem Yimlech Lom Voed. It's not just style that we talk about another Pasuk of Melucha, but that's what we talk about the Geula that Ovel Tzion is talking about. Ovel Tzion Goyah, this is Geula, Hashem Yimlech Lom Voed really has the Geula in it. So this is the idea of the Tzion. It's a Tzibordic thing, at least somewhat. It's compared to the Kedusha of Tefillah. We double it with Tefillah and Targum. But we do only the first two out loud, the third we don't, because of this inyan that this is something else. We'll just conclude over here that it says over here also the halacha that we say aleinu. If you look at the Shulchan Aruch in Siv Beis, say aleinu shabach out loud. Vizar lomer mechavana, sim kavana. Says the Magen Avraham over here, kosev ksavim, shereimu achar kol tefila megimel tefilas. Every one of you say aleinu chikos akedas gedolah shekeno agim abesivish teyadoi shutaz yakoy kaza she'ein loymar b'mincha. So discussion: you say aleinu b'mincha or not? Beis Hashem, when we get to halachas tefilas b'mincha in the next few weeks, we'll get back to it. And Mishnah Berurah brings over here that some places you don't we pass to say aleinu for each daven, but if you daven mincha mar together, don't say aleinu after mincha. So we'll get back to that in a moment. But you end the davening, you add aleinu shabeach. Because Elohim Shabbat is such a beautiful tchino to say, it says Yeshua wrote it. So that's the way that you're coming to say the Tishboi Chistokish Boku of the Melucha of Hashem Yimlech Lom Voed, which is again the same pasuk. We end the Elohim Shabbat, Hashem Yimlech Lom Voed, that we said in Uvo Letzirin. So this is Alok Lom Nice, so we learned over here, we say these things, ideas, Uvo Letzirin, should try to do it with a tzibur, and not to leave davening before, even though we pass that Yochi could do it. But it's better to do it with the tzibur, and we say out loud the two first pasuk, and not the third pasuk, when we say it, and it's such a gevaldik thing. The uvol tzibur is really what keeps the world going, and that's our learning that everybody has, that everybody shares together. So we will stop over here, and continue with the shiur next week. I hope that eventually we can get together in person.
Rabbi Armin.
Yeah.
Rabbi Armin, you hear me?
Yes, I hear.
What, I don't understand. First of all, so why do we put in Hashem Yilochi Omved by Volzio? If we don't need it for the Kedusha, we have the two Kedushas and the Targum. So why do we put that in over there?
Because in the original Kedusha we have it too. And we want to compare it to the original Kedusha. At the original Kedusha we have three Pesukim. We have Kadosh, we have Baruch Shekfoid, and we have Hashem Yilochi Omved. We have, sorry, Hashem Loima. So we want to have Pesuk, which is equivalent to that.
Okay. So why don't you have the
target
for that again?
Because... No, because the Hashem Loilam, which is the Pesuk in Tehillim, Ksumi doesn't have a target. Hika Ksumi doesn't have a target. We don't have translation to Ksumi. So therefore, if you want to do a translation, we must go to the Pesuk in the Torah.
From the Lord. One other thing I want to ask you. First, there's a gear saying that in Gemara by Brachos, by that when it says Ashrei,
yeah,
it brings down a gear so that really one gear says that it's not three times a day; it's only once a day.
Right. The Kriyei can point to that, right?
Right.
100%. We bring a lot of luck, we say three, but you're right. There's a gist over there that doesn't say three. It says only one. And some say the reason we say three, so at least one of them you'll do b'chavana. If you make someone do three times, at least one will be b'chavana, and the one is enough.
One you'll what?
You'll have kavana on it.
I want to have kavana.
If you have three, one of them, at least one of them will come out right.
Right. And you know, by the Yekis, they don't say on Eidu, we have the mincha.
Oh, really?
Mincha
and
Maariv together.
Well, mincha together, we'll get to that basis when we get to the mincha.
Right. I'm just check out with the Yekis. They don't do it.
Very interesting.
I remember when I went to Washington Heights.
They skipped it. It's a Ferish Mishabur. The question is, why is that knowing in most people? We'll see when we get to it. Next week, but I want to get to the Pitzvah Ketayres. Do we say in the end of Shachris? Do we say it? Do we don't say it? Do we say beginning of Mincha? That was also, it's like a nice segue from Shachris to Mincha, which we want to get to right after that.
Yeah, but then they also blow shofar by Mincha, between Mincha.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.